Welcome! Today we're heading to Mallorca, Spain, and looking beyond its famous resort coast. This is an island where a beach morning can lead to a mountain village lunch, a market stop, and a slower, more textured kind of travel. Mallorca's contrasts appear quickly. Along parts of the coast, there is bright beachfront energy, swimmers, cafes, promenades, and a holiday rhythm that moves fast. Drive inland or northwest, though, and the mood softens into olive groves, dry stone walls, and pale stone villages. That shift is the real invitation here. Don't treat the island as a checklist of beaches. Leave room for a coffee in a quiet square, a roadside viewpoint, or an unplanned pause when the landscape suddenly opens toward the sea. The Serra de Tramuntana is Mallorca's dramatic spine, with winding roads, terrace slopes, and views that make even a short stop feel memorable. Valldemossa is a lovely place to wander among stone lanes, while Dea has a more tucked into the hillside feel. Continue towards Sóller, where the valley, citrus-growing heritage, and surrounding mountains create a different atmosphere again. These are not places to rush through. Pick one or two, walk a little, and let the day have some breathing room. And then there are the coves. Clear water framed by rock, sometimes reached by steep paths or narrow roads. They can be beautiful, but they are not guaranteed to be quiet, easy to access, or suitable on every day. Weather, crowds, parking, and local restrictions all matter. A flexible mindset helps. If a cove is full, don't force it. Choose another coastal stop, take a swim later, or simply enjoy the view. Mallorca rewards travelers who can adjust rather than chase one perfect photograph. For a short island loop, begin near Palma, then head northwest toward the Tramuntana. Build in a village stop Valldemossa, Dea, or Sóller and add a market town or a beach stop depending on the day's energy and conditions. A car gives you the most freedom for this shape of trip, especially if you want to combine mountains and coast. But use that freedom gently. Roads can be narrow, parking limited, cyclists common, and mountain driving demanding. Never block an entrance or squeeze into an unsafe space. You do not need a car for every experience. Buses and rail connections can work well for selected routes, particularly around Palma and Sóller. Check local information close to your travel dates, then choose fewer places and enjoy them properly. Markets offer another way into the island's everyday rhythm. Go with curiosity, not just a camera. Look for seasonal produce, speak politely with vendors, and ask what is local or in season. A market is a working community space before it is a visitor attraction. For food, start simply. Try an encimada with coffee, pa am oli for an unfussy meal, and sobrasada where it is offered. Fresh bread, olive oil, tomatoes, cheese, fruit, and local produce can make a modest lunch feel very Mallorcan. Choose independent cafes, family-run restaurants, and local shops when you can. The point is not to perform authenticity. It is to slow down enough to notice what people actually eat, make, and sell in the place you are visiting. For many travelers, spring and autumn offer a comfortable balance of milder conditions and a less pressured feel than peak summer, though weather always varies. Whenever you visit, conserve water, carry your litter out, stay on marked trails, and respect private land. Dress thoughtfully in villages and religious spaces, keep noise low near homes, and remember that narrow lanes and coves are shared places, not private backdrops. A little patience makes the island easier on both residents and fellow travelers. Mallorca becomes richer when you balance its celebrated coast with mountain roads, village time, and everyday local flavor. Travel slowly, stay flexible, and leave each place as you found it. Thanks for listening, and safe travels!